City of the show, you can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Yeah, it is.
Sheeman and Shepherd bringing it to you here in Southwest Florida like nobody else. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Pete just did Master Pete Theater with this song. This is the real version. Well, who is this? Biggie Smalls? The big
Notorious B.I.G.
It's all the same person.
Same person, Pete. Notorious B.I.G. is Biggie Smalls.
Yes.
What else is he known by, Chris? Because I always get this is where I really get confused.
Biggie.
Biggie. And he's no longer with us.
No. Christopher Wallace.
Who?
That's his name, Christopher Wallace.
That seems like a very normal name.
Yeah, careful.
I love it when you. What is
my goodness.
What is normal?
How nervous do I make
Sam
you?
Jones?
Do I make you nervous every time
right
I say
there? Very, very nervous.
It's unbelievable. It's not like a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant name. It's like that's not normal.
It's a little angry.
I mean, his mom was from Jamaica.
Was she?
Yeah.
You dead, man?
Not that Jamaica.
Cool Runnings, man.
You know, not every Jamaican runs a bobsled. Or is in a pushcart derby.
I love that movie.
It is a good movie.
Cool Runnings, man. No. You dead?
Why'd you just give it an Indian accent?
That's not just... my Jamaican accent.
You know what? Let's do sports.
Have you been to Jamaica?
Why, Chris?
Because you've been...
Have you been to Jamaica?
No. I've been to Bahamas. I've been close. I haven't made it to Jamaica. Let's do sport. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Let's do something else.
It's been 120 days, Chris. There's no sports. I got Man U up 2-0 on Bahrain or somebody.
No.
I don't know who we're playing.
Brighton and Hove.
Brighton and Hove?
Hove.
Oh, Hove.
Normal Albion. Names. By Craig Sheeman. Normal names.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know what that means.
Well, okay. When a child is born, usually the mom and dad, if there is a dad, doesn't.
What are we doing, Craig?
Doesn't say, oh, let's name him Biggie. Oh, you know, he came out 12 pounds. His head was huge. Let's call him Biggie. That's probably not his birth name. Is what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, that's all you're saying.
Okay.
Now he did have a large head.
Let's just clarify.
Named him Christopher.
He sold crack.
How, really?
Well, according to the movie.
Now, did he die before or after Tupac?
After.
Was he involved in Tupac's demise?
Okay, so there's some...
Was he East Coast or West Coast?
He was East Coast. He was,
he was a Brooklyn guy.
He was signed to Puff Daddy's label.
Okay.
Bad Boys.
Another guy that's changed his name about eight times.
He traveled in 97.
He changed P. Diddy.
He traveled in 97 to California to promote Life After Death.
A
music video for his lead single, Hypnotize. And on Mark Smith, he gave a radio interview in San Fran. In the interview, he stated that he had hired a security detail since he feared for his safety. But this was due to being a celebrity figure in general, not specifically because he was a rapper.
Oh. And so Tupac, he was West Side. And Biggie was East Coast, so they would have been rivals.
They were rivals, yeah. Well, here's the thing is, like, it was the record labels that didn't like each other.
Right.
Tupac and Biggie, they had a relationship, and they got along pretty well.
They did.
Until the record labels started going at each other, and that's where you get Suge Knight out on the West Coast, Def Jams, and getting, you know, okay, now this is not, you know.
Is Suge in jail right now?
No, Suge is in jail.
For life?
He also worked with Michael Jackson back
in
the
day. He ran over a guy in a parking lot at a strip club.
Allegedly.
No, allegedly, that's what I meant.
He also worked with Michael Jackson back in the day on the album History.
Who?
Notorious B.I.G., Chris Wall. Yep. Yeah. And Little Cease said, claimed that while Wallace met Jackson, he was forced to stay behind, with Wallace citing that he did not, quote, trust Michael with kids. Following the 1993 child sexual abuse allegations against Jackson.
See, this is cute how Pete's reading it off Wikipedia like it's breaking news, while most of our hip audience already knows something.
I didn't know he worked with Michael Jackson.
No, me included.
I didn't know he worked with Michael Jackson. I didn't know he worked with Michael Jackson.
Huh.
But.
All right, so I have more questions. Get this mind blower right here, people. So I saw a picture of Snoop Dogg recently.
He was in the General commercial?
No, no. It was with a friend of mine who knows him in Los Angeles, and they posed for pictures together. And they're both holding, you know, the gang signs with the ring finger down. I've just realized that's a W for West Side, right? That's a W. Am I right? Yeah. If you hold up your fingers, but you hold your ring finger down, I always knew that was like gang signal. That's really a double. It's got to be a W for, I think I cracked the code. I cracked the Da Vinci code.
So Arizona State does that.
Well, why would they have three devil horns instead of two?
They do that. That's also, I can't say it on air, but it's also.
I really have no idea where you're going.
What about in the Hunger Games?
I can't
Hunger
even describe
Games?
It on
Hold
air.
Hold on, don't bounce around. Oh. We got to finish this. Yeah. What now? What? What? They do the same
signal? I can't even say it on air. Like, I'll get in trouble with the FCC.
This three fingers?
Yes.
Means...
If you put your hand up, all five fingers.
Okay, I got all five.
If you put your ring finger and your pinky finger or your thumb down,
right.
You have your pinky standing and you have your middle and pointer finger up.
Yes, which is the same as my West Side W.
Can't say it on it. I really can't even describe it.
Get closer to the line, Chris.
I can't
get
do
a little
it.
Closer.
No, I can't.
Is it
do
about
it.
A body part?
Yes.
Okay.
It's about two different body parts on a woman.
Two different parts with the three fingers.
Pete figured it out.
No, I know because I've seen. Actually. I don't know what movie it was in, but I saw somebody do
really
sign language,
it.
Actually communicating with a deaf person that knew sign language and was swearing at him. And I know the gesture that you made is exact same meaning. I forget the movie, but I remember.
I'm sitting here
just
looking
read
at my
the text line.
Just do the Vulcan salute. Live long and prosper, Craig.
Okay.
Live long and prosper. A lot of people can't do it.
All right. Now people are telling me my my Snoop is not a W.
So
it might be the same
right,
signal
so,
that you're doing.
So,
I don't know. He didn't have a cramp for all I know. I can't make those assumptions on somebody because of a picture.
Oh, okay. You know what?
Yeah.
Better than Faith nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
Like Wichita State basketball this year, high expectations
Shockers.
For the Shockers.
Yeah. Hold on now. Why is Arizona State doing this?
I don't know why Arizona State does it. I don't know why.
Well, remember in the Hunger Games, you had your thumb and pinky together, and your second, third, and fourth fingers were held up.
Well, that was for the...
I was at the movie theater when kids were doing that. I'd gone to see it last second by myself. I seriously didn't get it until I thought something was about to happen.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was part of the story.
I feel totally stupid now because I don't think Snoop Dogg was doing a W sign now. I think maybe he was doing this.
Well, it's another assumption that you make. I don't know. It's a picture. Who knows? Could have just caught its fingers.
Wichita State, I get. Okay.
Right, Wichita State.
But, okay. That was very educational for me.
Wow, who thought we were going to talk Wichita State basketball today on the program?
No, we did not.
That was a hard left turn. And yes, who texted in? Cougar Hunter is right. Death Row, not Death Jam. Got my labels mixed up.
Death or death?
Death.
Now, what's death?
Death
Leopard.
Death Row and Death Jam.
Death Jam.
D-E-F.
And Death Leopard.
And then death, like Mega Death.
Yeah.
Two different labels.
Oh, the Sun Devil's pitchfork. That's what that is.
Oh, is that what that is?
Well, that's not even close to a pitchfork.
Well, it kind of looks like a pitchfork if you spread it.
Now you're criticizing the it's off balance. What, do you measure it?
I got to tell you, with the education that I've just experienced over the last 11 minutes and the number, the
proving
volume.
Again, you are the whitest man in America.
The volume,
it's not even close.
Chris, the volume of text since 404.
I know.
It's got to be 200. It's got to be 200 texts. This is unbelievable.
You are the whitest man in America.
Every one of the 200.
Without a doubt.
Every one of the 200 knew what Chris was talking about without him having to say anything. And I was just like
every
in the dark.
Every single one.
You might, as well
totally
be an, you might as well be an albino.
People are screaming at their radio. Sheeman, it's
do,
this.
Do you have pink eyes?
No.
All right.
No. Huh. All right. Well, thank you to Chris and the audience for filling me in. What are we talking about now, guys? Can we take a break early?
No.
Yeah?
I got it.
You can break whenever you want.
There's no segueing out of this.
You really have educated me the last 36 hours. Starting yesterday with your power washing your pool, but you said it was like going through rice patties and Nam interesting colloquialism.
Well,
there.
It's because I'm running, I'm walking through now, the water up to my armpits in water, holding the spray gun.
You could have said, I don't know, poppies. You could have said I went through a poppy field in the Wizard of Oz, but no, you said rice paddies and Nim.
I was really trying to tap that comment down and put it in the past. You didn't really need to bring it up today.
Then, you know, Chris Wallace is a normal name.
Chris Wallace is a normal name.
I don't know what you're.
Isn't he a reporter on Fox News?
Yes, he is, Craig. That's where the mix-up was.
I don't know what you consider to be abnormal, or as I say in Young Frankenstein, abby-normal.
The big quince is Craig Sheeman is so white he would fall down in the snow and disappear.
Like an Arctic fox.
That's a good nickname. The Arctic fox.
The Arctic fox.
I like that. I'm sly. I'm sleek. I'm camo.
What else did we learn? Weird normal names.
Oh, gosh.
I'm at a loss.
So what do you have on your prep notes for this segment?
Well, here's what I had. It wasn't Biggie or, let's see, 4 o'clock.
We could do
hour.
A golf list.
Oh, yeah, we could do have a golf list. Yeah,
more on rehash. It's the middle of the show. Rehashing AB going to the Bucks, whether that's going to happen or not. Probably not, but I'm more interested in Pete Shepard's golf list.
Josuda Anderson a little while ago said, just got off the phone with Jadeveon Clowney. He told me at this time he intends to sign with a team, quote, before the season starts, if everything still goes on time with the season. Clowney also added, no, I have not narrowed down a final team. I'm still open. So basically, report is about nothing.
I think Jadeveon should file for unemployment like 35 million other Americans because it doesn't seem to be having
Can
a
he?
Gig lined up. I think he could.
I mean, he could, right?
Yeah, he'd get the max like $350, $400 a week or whatever it is.
No, well, some states it's $650.
Yeah.
He could probably, I don't know. Is there a threshold on how much money you've made to file?
I've only filed for it once in my illustrious radio career. And no, there was nothing on that. You had X amount of weeks and then it ran out.
Right.
But, and it's not enough to cover anything, you know, expense wise.
What I didn't understand about, and I still don't get about unemployment, is when in 2010, when it happened to me, when I got let go with a bunch of other people at Entercom that day, I collected 11 months my full salary plus $650 a week unemployment.
I never
understood that.
That sounds very odd because I think that's illegal. Actually, I think you got away with the scam.
No, I didn't get away. No, I didn't.
Because I had the same situation.
Should I dump that?
Trust me.
I don't think you were supposed to.
No.
I can tell you because I had that happen. I've been majorly unemployed twice in my career, and one time I could not collect because I was still under contract receiving money.
Well, there's different laws in different states. But
And
I
speaking of the group that
stunned.
Fired me, that would have been the Clear Channel, the now iHeart. I just read today. I thought this was a joke. This is a little industry news.
Yeah.
1130 WDFN, the all sports station in Detroit, and several other sports stations across the country owned by iHeart are canceling. They're shutting it down and flipping to the BIN, which is now the Black Information Network. You're talking about a pretty big time sports station in the Detroit area just went bye bye. But they do have a large African American population there, and maybe the BIN is something they want to do. But
this happened to 15 stations
across. In fact, a Fox station in Augusta too. I know Beasley Media has a sports station.
Sounds like they're just going syndicated. Maybe they can make money off the BIN network. But it sounds like they just picked a syndication, which is not uncommon for a lot of.
Yeah.
But in a major market like that, I mean, you go from a sports station in a major market like that. You're going to have at least two local shows, right?
They have a couple, right? There's a couple other ones.
They had a couple live shows there, but then there's another sports station in town, too. So they just became a monopoly overnight. Boom, they get it all.
Ooh, that's a winning formula.
For whoever got left.
Well, for both of them, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, BIN?
Yeah. Black Information Network is a new thing. It's just starting.
I was going to say, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I think it's new.
Okay.
I think. I made that presumption. I could be wrong.
Waffle says, whitest man alive now. Now someone from New England talking about breaking laws, not Tom Brady. I didn't break any laws. Massachusetts unemployment in 2010 might have been different from unemployment in California.
You guys remember the video Cam Newton put out? I think it was last offseason.
I saw the latest one he put
out. Of him working out and grabbing a deflated football and going, looking at it and going, I'm not Tom Brady, and throwing it down.
I didn't see
that's
that.
Pretty funny now, right?
That should go viral now.
Very funny.
All right, we got a list.
Couple other things. Iowa announced announces about $15 million athletic department budget restrictions to this upcoming 2021 fiscal year to mitigate the financial effects of COVID. And Major League Baseball teams who have not committed to paying minor league baseball stipends past June 30th, there are only four. The Diamondbacks, the Indians, the Angels, and the Yankees. Still not committed to paying their minor leaguers beyond today.
Who? What four teams?
Yankees, Angels, Indians, Diamondbacks.
Are the only four that will not pay, that have not paid?
They won't pay past today, June 30th.
That seems like those should not be the four teams, right?
Right.
Yeah, they are. They are.
I mean, you would think the Marlins, the A's, the Rays.
Oh, the A's came back right away and said, they initially said no. They were the first team to say, and then they came right back.
No, I'm saying you would think that it would be, Marlins, Rays, A's, and the Royals.
Yep.
Clemson guy just texted in, Craig would lead the WIN, the White Information Network.
Great.
This is how you put socks with sandals.
Again, I don't do that.
I know you don't, but.
You did it once.
Not with sand. Well, yeah, once. Driving, I did. And I took them off immediately upon arriving at my destination. Right. Because of you two, every time somebody meets me in public, Craig Sheeman from 99.3 ESPN, the first thing you're going to do is look down at my ankles and see if I'm wearing the white tube socks or not.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, we are not going back closing things. Kind of a broad statement. Of course, things are being closed.
Things are being closed.
The East Coast.
Bars are closed.
but most places are open. That's because they all serve food.
Yeah. All right, Pete Shepard had a list involving golf, I believe. Was it Bryson DeChambeau?
Bryson DeChambeau outlined his diet.
This is our our effort to get back to sports here, 19 minutes into a segment. All right.
And now, a list.
There we go.
Now, it's not quite, what's his name, the crazy lineman who's now an artist?
Mandrich.
Oh.
With his,
come on, guys. I can't be the one pulling Tony Mandarich out.
Yeah, he's an artist now. The Bryson DeChambeau outlines his usual diet.
I thought we were going to go like The Rock.
For breakfast, he has four eggs, five pieces of bacon, toast, two protein shakes. Okay. Midday.
Two protein shakes on top of that?
Yes, lots of protein.
You know, he blew up, in the break, the 90-day break, he added like 20 pounds.
Midday, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. A Go Marco bar.
A what?
Here and there. Go Marco. It's a protein bar.
Power bar? Okay.
Two shakes mid-round or every six holes. Snacking when practicing after. For dinner, steak, potatoes, and two shakes.
Delicious. That's like eight shakes that he's had throughout the day.
Yep.
Now, unless he's working out 4 hours a day in addition to his golf, he's going to blow up and get fat. That's not going to just magically turn to muscle.
He is.
Well, no, but it's a lot of protein there, though.
Yeah, he's getting fat, right?
No, he's working out.
He's working out.
Is he?
And I mean, he's putting on a little weight in the midsection.
He's only eating,
but
he has potatoes with dinner, but everything else, I mean, the protein shakes, I don't know how many carbs are in those.
I thought he looked a little uncut this weekend when I saw him. Like, Phil Mickelson looks better than he does right now because Phil has finally done what he's needed to do for 20 years. He looks drawn and thin.
Well, if there's going to be somebody on the show to judge the appearance of somebody else, it would be you, Craig.
10 years ago, he wouldn't be able to go out on Craig's beach, but now he's fine.
Yeah.
A little skinny coming out of SMU, but you're good now.
I mean, Bryson's a blimp now. I mean, he's getting a little too round.
Not a blimp.
He's no Brooks Koepka, let me tell you.
You know, Brooks isn't the thinnest either. He was for the body issue, but that's because he lost weight for the body issue.
Right, and people criticized him for it that it would hurt his golf game.
Well, it did hurt his golf game.
For about a month, right?
Yeah, and then it got better.
A lot better. He's fine. He's not missing any paychecks.
The after effects of the COVID virus, the thing I am seeing the most from a lot of people that have, and it's mostly the athletes and celebrities or whatever that are on here, that they all say the same thing. Basically, I have zero sense of taste or smell.
Yeah.
and still have the headache, and new symptom is nausea. I mean, but the sense of taste or smell, people have lost it even months after they had the virus, so hoping to get it back. I mean, there's a lot of side effects to this thing.
Rudy Gobert was saying the only lingering side effect that he has is his sense of smell.
I wonder if that'll ever come back, or if that's his new normal now.
You know, that's good and bad, I guess.
It's good if you're going into a stinky locker room every day.
Right, but bad when you're trying to properly season a soup.
That's what you came up with? Properly season a soup? I'm thinking he won't smell the steaks on the grill. So, no, won't properly season a soup.
Proper soup.
What kind of soup did you have in your mind when you just mentioned
doing
that?
Doing a French onion, very different than doing, I mean, it's layers, right? It's
I was thinking something along the lines of a vegetable chicken soup, you know, something where you're going to really let the flavors come together over the course of hours and hours and really meld the, and even if you want, make your own chicken broth, you want to start from zero.
Yeah. There are doctors that will still tell you the best remedy for a common cold or flu, homemade chicken soup.
Chicken soup.
Very good for you.
Love chicken soup.
Well, if the common cold is a virus and coronavirus is a virus, can chicken soup help with the coronavirus?
I don't think it can hurt as long as your stomach can handle it. Sometimes you get a virus that you can't hold anything down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think when in doubt, chicken soup prevails.
Chicken soup.
We also do a solid, 19, 18, 17-bean soup, something like that, 15-bean soup.
15-bean soup.
Yeah.
We had that not too long ago.
Love bean soup.
And you know, because the beans were soaked the night before, it did not cause flatulence.
Yes. How about this?
Is that how you get away from that? Because I have to take an antacid plus a gas exterminator whenever that.
What's a gas exterminator?
It's called it's an Alka-Seltzer.
I've heard of Tums and Gas-X. No, I've never heard of an exterminator.
It's an Alka-Seltzer heart acid reflux and gas.
Good Lord Almighty!
It's a combo.
Yeah.
So I only have to eat two chewables instead of four.
Oh. Soak the beans the day before, and no problem at all.
Yeah, I mean, I've taken Gas-X before.
Goal!
3-0. Looking good. Please. Please, for the love
of... Sorry, I had to turn him down. He's getting really good at that goal call.
It's really bad. You should be more excited about this one I'm about to tell you, Craig Sheeman.
Does it make me money like this goal
it
just
might.
Did?
The Dow just rallied more than 200 points to close out its best quarter since 1987.
Nice!
How about that?
Wait a minute. Wow. That's doubly amazing because I just looked at it a half hour ago and it was like plus two. Now it's plus 200. It had a rally.
Rallied, yeah.
Best quarter since when?
1987, my friend.
Wow, that's before I was born. So in my book, that never happened.
Yeah, but
we're greatest quarter ever.
We're at 25,802. By the way, I think we were at 28,000 or 29,000 before coronavirus. But you know, we did get down to about 18,000 a few months ago. So we're back to
This was this was a lot about timing.
Head above water.
And
right
when
now.
Q2 started.
Then we got Dr. Death to saying that we're going to have 100,000 a day, and then the stocks can go back down. You were saying
87 was that was Cardinals Milwaukee Brewers, but that's when
Tigers made the playoffs that year.
Tigers made the playoffs that year because Jimmy Williams and the Toronto Blue Jays lost to your Detroit Tigers. I think they played 8 times over 10 days in the final 2 weeks of the season, and the Blue Jays choked it away.
We made a
trade to your Tigers
to get Doyle Alexander at
great
the end
trade.
Of the season.
I
don't know if it was great. It helped then. And then
it got him over the top. Got him into the playoffs.
But that was the end of the run. And do you know who we gave up for that? John Smoltz, the youngster in our minor league system.
But you know what?
Smoltzy,
you got to win
golfer.
Now, though, Craig. You got to play to win now. The Red Sox gave up Jeff Bagwell back in the day to get Anderson, the relief pitcher from the who they needed desperately. Because their other relievers went down, and they won the division because of it.
I would have liked Smoltzy when Jack Morris was on his way out the door for the late 80s, early 90s. That would have been sweet. Oh, well, what are you going to do?
87, is that the year? That's when Joaquin Andujar lost it, right? And in Game 7?
I don't know.
The Twins won it that year. The Twins beat your Tigers. That was, if I remember, that was that magical Twins season, the first one.
Yeah, so. Kirby Puckett. 7 months prior to that, of course, the Indiana Hoosiers
yes,
won.
Yes, they did. I was at that game.
All.
You were at
never
that
happened.
Game. I probably crossed paths. Where'd you stay down there?
I wasn't at that game. I was a freshman. I was in my dorm room watching the game on TV.
Oh, partying, huh?
Yeah, show Walter there. Fountain afterward, everybody.
Yeah,
all
man.
Went rushing down there.
Done that before.
Yeah, well, you
haven't. Not there, but right, right. Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Sounds like a fun time.
That's the last time we won a championship at IU.
In anything.
I was in New Orleans. That was my first time in New Orleans. Oh, my Lord. It was so much fun.
I need to get up there.
You must have been like 19 or
20
at the time.
I was 19.
How were you,
you know? I was 19 and went with my girlfriend, and I made my father. No, the drinking age was actually 19.
That's when you know you're old.
Back then, down there. And I made my father come with me because he was a Providence College alum, and he thought he was going to intrude on me and my girlfriend going down. I said, no, you're coming.
P.U.
And we had a ball. We had an absolute.
P.U.
We had an absolute ball.
P.C.
I know.
PU is Purdue.
PU.
That's what I call Purdue.
PU?
Yeah.
Like they stink?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, PU stinks all the time. That's that's my chant.
And that was 87 World Series. That was the first World Series where the home team won every game, if I remember correctly.
Well, we just had a World Series where the road team won every game.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't that happen last year?
Dodgers and Astros, right?
No, Nationals and Astros.
I mean, I went back 2 years, didn't I?
Yeah, the road team won every game, right?
I think you're right, yeah.
Could be right.
I know they won the first six, and then the game seven was in Houston. It wasn't in Washington, because Washington was a wild card team. Houston had to have had home field.
See, and I think one of the greatest things in sports is when the home team wins the final game, the final out, whatever. And I'm always slightly disappointed when a team wins a championship on the road. Any sport. It's so much better when it's at home in front of the fan, and everybody just explodes.
Yeah.
But you take it no matter what.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you never get that in football.
Right, but this year we will when Tom Brady hoists the trophy in Tampa Bay.
Or Cam Newton. If what your worst nightmare would be Cam Newton versus Tom Brady, would it not?
For what?
Me?
For the Super Bowl.
I'd take Super Bowl week off. I'm not talking about these two yahoos. Can you imagine just the disgust by the end of that 2 week period, and all we can talk about is Brady versus Belichick?
Highest rated Super Bowl of all time.
I wouldn't watch.
Chris, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you.
It would be the highest rated Super Bowl. It would be such a win-win for me. It wouldn't matter.
As my boss, I'm telling you, I'm putting in notice right now. I've done my last
Super Bowl
with the Patriots and Pete. So if it happens again,
I've been very good.
I'm taking that week off. I'm taking that week off.
I can't do it anymore. I've sat here for the wins and the losses with you.
No.
You've been through no losses with me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They lost to Philly.
No, they lost to Philly.
And they beat the Rams.
The problem is they're losing in the Super Bowl every year.
We had to talk about it for two freaking weeks in a row on Super Bowl week. And Pete, you know, Pete like discards any other opinion that maybe the Patriots stink or there's a flaw. Well, they're perfect.
Well, because up until last year, that was a wrong thought.
No, it wasn't. They never said they didn't have flaws. It was just, you know.
And if my opinion is contrary to the Patriots, I'm just a stupid, non-educated, non-Patriots football fan.
Never
there's
said
football
that.
Fans, even, and then there's Patriots
the
football
Eagle
fans
game,
in his mind.
Even after the Eagle game, you guys were the first ones to bring up the refereeing, how the Patriots got screwed. I said nothing about it.
They didn't get screwed.
I'm not saying that. There was a very controversial. There were two
Jeff Rice calls. Then? He's the greatest official I've ever seen.
No, Corey Clement, absolutely. No, Corey Clement,
he caught
the ball at the end of the end zone, but by the definition of a catch that year, it probably should not have been called a touchdown, but I'm glad they made the right call.
Remember, they changed the rule for the playoffs, remember?
They just called it differently.
Audible.
Here's Donnie. He says he'll sit in with Pete Super Bowl week if it happens. He'll take the bullet.
Oh,
you know, Donnie's
going to
fill in for me. It's a Donnie and Pete show if we can do that Super Week.
What
again.
A mensch.
Yeah.
It's a good thing, right?
A mensch?
Yeah.
I thought a mensch.
It's like a pal.
I'm thinking of a wench. No, mensch.
You are so way late.
We're so late.
Now would be a good time to take a break.
Yes.
Sheeman and Shepherd.
We got out of trouble. Let's not get back in trouble.
By the way, we're giving away a home generator this month. All you have to do is register at 993ESPN.com today. Today's the deadline. Do it now. Don't be without a home generator this hurricane season. Register now at 993ESPN.com. Don't forget Wikipedia around the corner. In fact, it's going to come real quick because we're so late. Hang tight. Sheeman and Shepherd, 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN. And the 99.3 ESPN app. Coming up in a few moments, we've got Wikipedia. You know, I ran into Pete Shepard during the break in the restroom, Chris. He said hi to me. I don't know what your problem is. He won't say hi. He won't say hi to you in the movie theater.
You actually said hi to me first.
Yeah,
I didn't see you. You went by me. I had my bad.
Yeah, he wasn't initiating the conversation. And then he offered to shake my hand. I gave him a firm no on that.
How about this? The Oakland A's just announced that fans can pay to have their cutouts at home games this year. Prices ranging from $49 to $129. The most expensive gets you a baseball if a foul ball hits your cutout. Proceeds go to the local charities.
Oakland A's fans don't pay to actually be at the stadium. Why would they pay to have a cutout at the stadium?
$49, you can sit in the front row anyway during a normal game.
I want the memory, not a picture of me.
That's true.
And how are they going to get a full body photo? Was it just my face on a
you can do a JPEG and then they can print it up on a piece of cardboard and put it in the seat.
Now, be honest with me. Did you just say JPEG because you know that's a photo file name?
I knew it was a thing. I didn't know it was specifically a photo file.
Wait a minute.
Did I or did I not use the word correctly?
You used it properly.
All right, look, it was a guess.
I was
flying without a net there. Didn't think anything of it.
It paid off, though.
Okay, good.
It paid off.
High risk, high reward. That's how I roll.
Why can't all three of us chip in if they do this in Tampa or Miami, college or pro, and put the show logo in the if they do this in other places?
I guess we could.
$149 for the front seat?
That's great marketing.
Nobody will
see it. How
about
a Marlins game?
Nobody will see it in a Miami game.
Well, about Marlins or Raids, so in the front row, every doesn't get better free advertising.
I think we do Tampa.
Yeah. Do the Rays. Have me in a picture in a bright orange shirt so I can be visible.
I'll be Marlins guy.
Yeah, Marlins guy.
I have my bright orange old Marlins uniform on.
Now, who's the chick in Milwaukee? There's Marlins guy in Miami, and then there's the chick in Milwaukee that always sits in the front row up there. And Marlins guy got upset with the Marlins and Derek Jeter, and he went to a Milwaukee Brewers playoff game and sat next to Milwaukee Brewers girl who
front
was
row Amy.
Hot as a front row yeah. Amy.
Oh my.
They were sitting together in a Milwaukee playoff game last year or 2 years ago.
Hey,
yeah.
Front row Amy.
How front row Amy?
Solid.
Yeah? Yeah.
Solid. I mean.
She has a bobblehead.
I don't want to be mean.
She has a bobblehead.
Say it, Chris.
I don't know. She's a butterface.
No, she might have had some.
No, she's a butterface.
Plastic surgery.
If you want a face, buy a clock. And then go ahead. I mean, the rest of her is pretty
great.
Attention getting.
No, as I always say, all women are beautiful.
What she can work on, she's worked on.
She might have had some plastic surgery done.
Might.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a fact.
She's a big fan. I know that. I think she keeps score during the game. Love that.
She does. She's got her pencil and a little notebook there, scorebook.
Why is it a little pencil?
I was just thinking about
Dopey sent a picture. Greg Sheeman has a twin, the second whitest man in America, Chris Barnes, professional bowler. That kind of looks like you.
Yeah, kind of.
Could be a cousin, brother. Yeah.
Yeah. He does kind of look
like a half a generation younger. Too old to be Craig's kid, but not old enough to be a brother.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Oh. So what is Wikipedia about? I've seen no information on Wikipedia.
Oh, I got to get that to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What is it about?
Well, how are you going to take caller number 9, all that, and print
Craig,
off?
I gave it to you.
No, actually, you didn't.
I did. No. I remember giving it to
Chris,
you specifically.
There have been a couple of occasions this year where I've said, hey, I've lost it or whatever.
And I've always owned up.
And I also always own up. Today, you forgot to give it to me. You gave me Sound Street and me the promo run.
I got Sound Street and
I have no idea
Sound
what
Street
Wikipedia
is
about.
And the two sheets for the rundown.
Yeah.
All right, well, Wikipedia today is advertising slogans.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah, advertising slogans.
I like that. It's a good idea. See, today's Mike Tyson's birthday and Michael Phelps' birthday. We could have done swimming or boxing trivia, but I like advertising slogans.
Well, I think that would be pretty easy, right?
What, advertising slogans?
No, or picking if it's swimming or boxing.
Right.
You know?
Right, we want to make it difficult.
Swimming.
Swimmingly.
You know, Mark Spitz and Michael Phelps, and that's about it.
Katie Ledecky?
Where did Spitz go to college?
Indiana.
Fact. Second greatest swimmer of all time.
Was the greatest for many years. 6 gold medals, right? Until
Then Michael Phelps got 23. Yeah. That,
he was the greatest Olympian for a long time, right?
Phelps?
Spitz.
He was.
Oh, yeah, for a while.
Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, and then Phelps just blew them all away.
Yeah.
Well, Spitz was the greatest male Olympian ever. Then Chris Jenner was. Then Spitz.
Or Bruce?
Bruce.
He was Bruce at the
then
time.
Then Bruce. And Spitz retook.
Well, Bruce and Spitz at the same time, right? They were both 76, wasn't it?
Where they at?
No, Spitz, I believe, is 72.
Well, he was 72. Okay.
Spitz made his bones in the 72 Olympics.
And Bruce Jenner was the
good mustache.
Yeah.
Although apparently they didn't understand aerodynamics back in the 70s because a swimmer with facial hair is a no-no.
They weren't shaming
that. 7 gold
down.
Medals in 72, yeah, in Munich. What a
no-no.
Yeah.
72 Munich games better than the 36 Munich games. Jesse Owens.
72 had
72 didn't the Israelis have the hostage situation?
Yeah, five or six people die.
Ooh, so maybe 72 games not better than the 36 games upon
was when,
further review.
McKay came on the air and I'll never forget it. He's like they're gone. They're all gone.
I've seen that after the fact. I was at the time.
Yeah,
I
was five. After it, when I've seen it, it just gives me the willies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
All right.
On that note.
So, caller number 9. We have another goal?
No, it was a save. Nice save.
Oh, keep that shutout going.
That's
right. Just keep it comfortable.
Clean sheet.
Clean sheet, yeah.
Clean sheet.
Look, it was -1. They're up 3-0 in the 69th minute. This is what I like. I like low pressure skittling.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
Everybody likes low pressure skittles.
I think it should be like this more often.
By the way, skittles may be on Wikipedia today.
Whoa.
All right.
ESPN just announced their new NFL Live show that will debut in August.
I saw it.
Who is
Laura Rutledge will be hosting. I like Laura.
She's fine. She's
Marcus
good.
Marcus Spears. Dan Orlovsky, Mina Kimes, Keyshawn Johnson. I don't know why I had to get rid of it. I love Wendy Nix. I've worked with Wendy Nix, and I like Laura, too. I never worked with Laura, but I worked with Wendy plenty
of times.
Where's
Ryan Clark?
I don't understand.
Where's
why.
Lou Riddick?
I don't know.
Two of my favorites.
Why is Mina Kimes on there? I mean, I know, big, they, big I know they think she's – I don't get it.
She's got some good NFL insight.
Yeah, she does. I don't know.
She pulls some good numbers and stuff.
Yeah. I like Orlovsky. I like Marcus. Love Marcus.
I love Orlovsky. Keyshawn, I didn't think I would like Orlovsky as much as I thought as I would like.
He's a hot take machine.
He is, man. He's good for a sound clip.
He's like me at 5 o'clock, just nonstop.
Well, but he makes sense.
I mean, I like there's nobody that I don't like. I'd love to know why. You know why? Why Laura there over Wendy? I don't know. I mean, she's a little younger, but. I thought this other show was pretty good.
Well, I like this. The calls are coming in already. I'm caller number 9 for Wikipedia. Papa John's Pizza on the line. Chris is going to print off the list and answer 9 phone calls at the same time.
Yeah, you're going to have to come answer calls or something.
I don't know how. 239-337 ESPN.
I don't know how.
239-337.
Oh, you might go on the B channel.
And you know Pete doesn't know how.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know how to do it. I think.
239-337 ESPN. Call it number 9. Wikipedia. Advertising slogans and topic today. Do it. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All righty. Caller number 9 today is Janice in Fort Myers. Janice, how are you?
Janice.
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Very good. All right. Today we're going to do advertising slogans. And the first one to 3 correct answers is the winner. And if you could, make sure your radio is turned down because I'm hearing myself a little bit in the background and we'll be good to go.
That's not good for
anybody. All right. Yeah, that's not good for anybody. Janice,
okay,
you get...
I took you off Bluetooth.
All right. Thank you. you are the first question. Here it is. I'm loving it. Whose slogan is that?
I don't know, but I'll guess McDonald's.
Oh, that's an excellent
guess. Good job.
You are correct. Oh. All right. 1-0. Pete Shepard, here is yours. Think outside the bun.
Oh, I think you gave me this before once, and I got it wrong, but I'm not getting it wrong now. Taco Bell.
Right. Yes, that is correct. Taco Bell.
Yeah, I did give that to you before.
All right. Just looking at this list. How come we don't have a Papa John's on here? We're giving away Papa John's for crying out loud. Who's producing this? All right. Janice, the advertising slogan is, that was easy.
Staples?
That is correct. You are on fire.
Wow.
2-for-2, Janice.
Awesome, Janice.
All right.
I don't understand those buttons. They sell them there.
I know. It's just a gag.
Okay.
I agree.
We'll find out.
All right, Pete Shepard.
Yep.
Welcome to the Human Network.
That is Cisco.
Wow. I didn't think you'd get that one. That's good.
That's a tough one.
Ooh. All right. We have a heated 2-2 tie. If Janice gets this right, she wins. Janice, who has the slogan, Taste the Rainbow?
Skittles.
Yes. That is correct. Skittles.
Yes.
Janice.
Very good.
Nicely done. What, 3-for-3?
That was a good last question.
Yeah, that was pretty good. All right, now you got some Papa John's pizza,
Janice,
coming your way. So thank you for listening to our show, and thanks for playing.
Every day.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. We
more.
Appreciate it.
Do you have a texter name?
I don't text because I'm driving.
Oh, well, I'm smart. Well, obviously.
But I want a name.
You want a name?
Yeah.
Well, we have to text the show.
We can call her Skittles now. I mean, that was her winning
answer.
Yeah,
we could go Skittles, yeah.
Janice Skittles?
Okay, we could do that.
All right.
text us in so that we know that it's you when you get a chance, and then we'll give you a name on there. So
great.
All right.
Awesome.
Have a great day. Thanks,
Janice.
All right, thank you so much.
I appreciate that. How about that?
I really lost my sheet.
You lost your sheet.
You just had it.
I don't know what I did.
The one you gave me was your original?
No, I wrote on Hold on. What's on the back
the
of yours?
Nothing. Clean.
Well, how about that?
So you didn't give me one, accuse me of losing it, and then you lost yours.
I lost mine. I had mine because I wrote my red alert on the back of it during the show today.
Here's what you gave me. There's nothing on the back of these either.
I don't know.
Anyway, any more questions?
Yeah, there's plenty more.
Well,
by the way, Skittles for a moment. In addition to, we use that as a code name for our little
gambling
wagers, a problem that we have. Mm. And it is one of my favorite candies. I'm very disturbed by their latest commercials. Man, what are they doing to that poor giraffe?
Milking it.
Oh, is that what? Okay.
What'd you think they were doing to it, Craig?
They were tugging on something back there, and all of a sudden I see.
Yeah,
Skittles
it was a giraffe otter or udder.
I wasn't sure.
It was an udder.
It's not clear if it's a male or female.
Do you see how big that bucket is?
Yeah.
It's not one giraffe doing all that. You haven't seen the commercial, Pete?
He doesn't watch commercials.
You haven't seen the commercial of the Jamaican milking the giraffe and getting... It's fantastic.
No, I would remember that. You understand? I do not... Every show is on... If I'm watching a
But you're missing
show,
out on pop culture.
It's on Hulu. I don't watch commercials on
but
TV.
But it's hilarious. There's a giraffe eating a rainbow and a Rastafarian milking the giraffe. It's fantastic.
What's a Rastafarian? Is that a...
Oh,
what
God.
What's a Rastafarian?
Oh, what, is, God. What word did you just use?
God. Like a Rasta.
What's a Rasta?
Oh, come on, Craig.
I thought you said it was a Jamaican.
It is.
Oh.
Is that another name for a Jamaican?
No, it's like not all Jamaicans are Rastafari. Like a Rasta's got the dreads. He lives the free lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah, not really held down by anything.
I'm unfamiliar with the term.
It's based on, I forget what religion, but it's based on a religion.
Oh, Craig, what's a Rasta?
I never heard the term before.
You never heard of Rastafari.
You've never seen the commercial, so what are you piping up for? Oh, you don't watch commercials.
God.
So it would have been funny if he's sitting there milking the giraffe and said, you dead, man? You know, cool runnings.
Sanka is a Rasta.
Okay.
Very Rastafarian.
Okay.
Yeah.
I learned something new today.
You've learned a lot this hour.
I have learned more in the last hour. I mean, you know, they say you should learn one thing new every day. I've got my quota covered for the month.
You're good for the week.
Yeah.
Well, it's the last day of the month.
No, it is. It is. All right, Pete Shepard. Unexpectedly juicy.
Starburst.
That's correct.
Fruit juice. Pull your fillings out if you're not careful.
I was thinking maybe juicy fruit. Remember that gum from back in the day?
Yeah, juicy fruit that lost its flavor
after 30 seconds.
I don't know, 5 seconds?
Right.
Was very juicy.
It was like the zebra striped gum from my generation.
Yeah, right. No, exactly. We had that too.
Good
that
analogy. Was you?
You have to eat five pieces to keep the flavor going. Yeah. You're right. That's the zebra. That was a popular commercial back in the day.
These texts are, I can't read any of them.
That makes the show wider every segment.
Let's see here. What's in your
wallet? Bob Marley Rastafarian? I can't remember.
Well, clearly based on Chris's description, he was.
Well, that's not, again, that's not a generalization.
He gave me a generalization. He said dreads and free life and free living style.
There's a religious component as well. I don't know enough to really go in depth on it. I just know that there's like a whole subculture there.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of him before today. What's in your wallet?
Capital One.
Priceless.
That's priceless. Priceless. Keep
with the credit card theme here.
Oh, yeah. MasterCard.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The ultimate driving machine.
BMW.
Yes. And find new roads.
It's another car. Chevy? Chevrolet?
Yes. Oh. And finally...
Oh, I thought that was the last one.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
PJs.
Yes. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN on the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.